You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. Credit unions are only supposed to serve certain communities, like firefighters or military members or people who work in aviation, that kind of thing. And because of that, they get to sidestep federal income taxes. But the U.S. government has made membership restrictions a lot looser than they used to be, and credit union membership has shot up by almost 60% over the past 20 years. Traditional banks are not happy. The two sides have fought about this on Capitol Hill, in federal district court, and soon in the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more on that.
You can get a sense of how easy it is to join a credit union these days through three people I met up with at a cafe in College Park, Maryland. Ayla Hurley joined the Navy Federal Credit Union about 5 years ago. Hurley works in IT. She's not in the Navy. But her roommate had family in the military and belonged to Navy Federal. Turns out, if you're living with a member, you can join too. Hurley remembers thinking,
"That's it? Okay, great. It was very surprising how easy it was."
A year later, Hurley got a new roommate, Sterling Huber, also not in the military, also wanting to join Navy Federal. He just had to type in Hurley's account number.
"That's the one I'm connected to, roommate, and that was it."
Then Huber asked his friend, software engineer Matt Lindsay, to move in, and he wanted to join Navy Federal, too.
"I had no idea how many layers deep we were by the time I actually got to sign up for Navy Federal."
Daisy chains like this one are a relatively new phenomenon. In the past, to join a credit union, you had to work for a particular company. First Congress, then federal regulators made joining easier. They wanted to make credit union benefits available to more people. Credit unions save their members around $12 billion a year, according to an industry trade group. Its chief lobbyist, Ryan Donovan, says that
through lower fees on products, lower interest rates charged on loan products, higher returns on savings.
Credit unions can afford to do that because they don't pay federal income taxes. They're nonprofits, restricted to serving their members. Donovan says half the mortgages credit unions issue go to middle or low-income families. Credit unions are small, not giving J.P. Morgan Chase anything to worry about, but they do compete with smaller community banks, like Sound Community Bank in Seattle. CEO Lori Stewart says credit union loan rates are as much as a percentage point lower than what she can offer.
"I've had customers call me, and I've had to say to that client, if you can get that rate and term, take it."
Ironically, Sound Community Bank used to be a credit union for grocery store workers. That was before the membership rules were loosened. It became a bank because its membership was drying up. Stewart says if the limits were as loose then as they are now, she would have taken advantage of them, and her bank would have remained a credit union.
"We'd have put a sign out and said, come in the door. Come and get a mortgage loan. Let me help you, small business."
The last member of the Navy Federal membership, Daisy Chain, Matt Lindsay, says he'll get his girlfriend to join. He says the process she'll go through seems like a ridiculous formality at this point.
"It was so easy, it makes me wonder why they even bother anymore. Like, why do we have to do any step of this process other than saying, like, I want to be in your credit unit?"
The banks would like the process to be harder for people like Matt Lindsay and his girlfriend. That's one of the points the bank's lawyers will make when they face off against the credit unions in federal appeals court later this month. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.